All right, welcome back. This is Airtime from WHQ. Leo, we are wrapping up July. How was your July?
It's been a very busy one, but a good one. And I think weather and wind-wise, it was a mixed bag as well. We got some rather summery, sunny weather early on, but now it's almost like fall is coming to Europe.
We've seen a couple heavy sessions on Woo, mainly from the Netherlands and New Zealand. We had the highest female jump of the month come from the Netherlands, Kim Schaka. She was at 17.9 meters. We had a new PR out of New Zealand, John Adams, 26.6 meters. That was good for fourth on the month leaderboard. And a couple names that many people are familiar with, Jamie Overbeek and Mark Jacobs, both logged 25 meter sessions this week. There are two guys that were actually testing the 4.0 along with the 3.0. So the public sessions you see right now are on 3.0s. But Leo, we have a little back-end view of their 4.0 sessions.
It's in our little sandbox. Yeah, we talked about it in our last episode already. We have a little sandbox database, so an environment where we can test that is not public. And that's where they're posting all their 4.0 sessions. So yeah, Jamie and Mark have been testing 4.0s for quite some time now as well. Alongside, of course, all of us, and all my 4.0 sessions also end up in this little sandbox. And that's why Timo had the honor last week to post the first Woo 4.0 session in the, as we call it, production environment. So that's the real database where real sessions end up and what everybody sees in the apps.
That's right. So Jamie just eclipsed 1,000 sessions lifetime on Woo. Do you think he would ever give Timo a run for his money at Woo Worlds?
It remains to be seen. I mean, he certainly has the skills for it, but I think what makes Timo so special is an insane amount of dedication and commitment. And I honestly think it's hard to match. It's a different skill set. You may be the fastest runner in the world, but it's once you get to a marathon, it's a different game. So be curious to find out.
I'd be curious as well. Well, this week we're looking at the 4.0. We're about a month out. There's a lot that we've talked about with the 4.0, but we still think that there's more that you guys can kind of learn about the development and design of that product. You know, Leo and I both use the Woo probably more than anyone with our testing, with our development. We've had, you know, dozens all aligned up for the, you know, the Red Bull King of the Air on chargers. One thing that is always clear about the 4.0 is just how much better the battery life and the power is. So we're just going to take a minute to kind of get the backstory on how that has been improved for the new device. So Leo, what's the biggest thing you notice is different between the two?
I think the outside of course, the color of the two of them, of course, the most striking thing is when you reconnect them to the phone is battery life. 3.0 had, you know, sufficient battery life to cover for most sessions, I would say, outside of some of Timo's sessions, I guess. But ultimately, what we wanted to do is make it as easy as possible to use this product and to make the product as less intrusive as possible in all kind of environments. And that means not only in the session itself, but also when you're on a vacation sometimes. It was really kind of our goal and our aim to make a Woo device not just last for a session, but even perhaps for a smaller vacation. And so increasing that battery life, that this would become an absolute kind of no-brainer and nothing to think about while you're out there for a few days, was most definitely something that we were looking forward to. And we had a good inspiration from using Garmin and Apple Watches. Apple Watch, you have to charge every day, and the Garmin watch you can kind of keep on your arm for 7 days straight. It's a really, really nice and neat experience. It doesn't seem to be a big deal to have to charge every day. Seeing the difference and the comfort and the peace of mind and just the convenience of having a device that can last oh so much longer was something that really inspired us. And so when we were aiming for this, we really said, look, this needs to be significantly improved over 3.0. And yeah, that's what we set out with.
Yeah, and the result is pretty amazing. Having just that confidence that the device is once charged to 100% is going to be solid the entire session and probably solid for a few sessions is great. The charging mechanism itself has changed. So there's a new wireless charger that just gives you that peace of mind that, you know, you take this device off the water, you throw it on the charger, now it's plugging into USB-C. So it's a much faster, just more solid charging experience. And one little detail that actually makes the biggest difference when you leave the Woo, you know, for a few weeks between sessions is shelf mode. So Leo, what is shelf mode?
Shelf mode is one of those things that we had to come up with a name for. And that is because it's a very kind of unique use case that we have to cover with it. As kiteboarders, in contrast to, for example, like using a mobile phone, we have a very different usage patterns. People go on vacation, use the Woo every day. It's September, they come back home in the northern hemisphere, somewhere to, northern Europe, and your Woo may be sitting on a shelf for 6, 7 months. Winter goes by, spring comes around, the first windy day comes up, and you're hustling to get your gear together, go out for the next session. And at that point, we wanted the Woo to be having a level of charge that would allow you to go out right away without having to actually charge. And this is something that I experience myself often enough. I would consider myself a somewhat clumsy person. I don't, sometimes have the time to charge the device before a session. So that's one of the inconveniences we wanted to take away. And we did this by developing and implementing what we call shelf mode. It's basically a means to disconnect the battery when the device has been sitting around for a given amount of time. So the Woo kind of physically disconnects the battery from the electronics, and with that stops the slow but steady drain of battery power. Batteries still discharge over time, particularly the type of battery we're using. Lithium polymer is actually quite good in this area, but it's kind of estimated about 5% a month. But what you see with regular devices, and for example, with a 3.0, is that if it sits for 3 months, it's completely discharged. So shelf mode kind of steps in, and when the device has been sitting for a few days, disconnects the battery and stops that kind of natural discharge of the battery. And with that, when you come back in the spring to your Woo device, certainly, of course, if it was fully charged and at the beginning of the winter, then you will find a device that has plenty and ample battery life left. There's another really nice side effect with it, and that is that the lithium polymer batteries, the type of battery we're using, don't like to sit around in a completely discharged state for too long. It's not going to cause any big problems, but it decreases the lifespan and the amount of cycles that this battery can deliver and the amount of power it can deliver. So shelf mode also preserves the battery. So it kind of was a dual purpose thing.
Right. The shelf mode, I've experienced it actually first in drone batteries, where a lot of times you'll leave a battery fully charged and you'll come back to it and you'll see that it's dropped to about 75%. And they do it because they, want to keep the life of that battery as long as possible. With a Woo, and you come back, it's at 75%, it means that it's ready for a session. So you could come back a few months later and you may still have enough power to go out and kite, even if you haven't charged the Woo, because it's disconnecting.
And again, it's such a specific thing for kiteboarding, right? It's something that you wouldn't ever need in your cell phone or anything, but for the specific use and the kind of rhythm and cycle that kiteboarders go through, sometimes spending, times away from kiting for perhaps a couple of months in the wintertime, this is the perfect feature.
The combination of all these factors, the faster charger, solid battery life, and then kind of this peace of mind, if you forget to charge it, that you're still going to be able to get a session. It just makes using a Woo that much easier. Is there anything else that impacts the battery life of the 4.0?
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing is, of course, the natural thing to think about, well, if the Woo has, about three times or more the battery life compared to 3.0, you must have a much bigger battery in there. It's actually not true. Matter of fact is that the battery in the 4.0 will be even a little bit smaller in capacity than 3.0. Still the same size, but smaller in capacity. And that's due to the fact that we now chose a more kind of conservative, but therefore more rugged battery and battery supply are higher quality. Really, the gains we got by simply using less power, and that is all credited due to technology just evolving. Just like in computers, laptops, mobile phones, processors get not only faster and faster, but also more power efficient, meaning they can do the same job with a lot less power. A lot of this is due to the fact that chip manufacturers use smaller and smaller kind of spacing for their ICs, for their internal circuitry, so that the path between the signals have to travel within a chip are getting smaller and smaller. So both the new processor that is Woo 4.0 and the new motion sensor are much more power efficient, so that with the same or even a little bit less battery life, we can live much, much longer. A little bit of a paradox, because you like to talk about a bigger and better battery, but matter of fact is it's actually technology that is working in our favor. Everything got more power efficient, and that is helping us to save a lot of power and make the Woo last a very significant amount longer than 3.0.
That's cool.
It's kind of we're getting more bang for the buck. I don't know if that's an appropriate saying there, but
Yeah.
that could be one way to phrase it.
If you had to summarize kind of like your experience with 4.0 so far, are you happy with kind of like how this is all these different factors are adding up?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we just talked about battery, but there's so many more things to it that we're going to cover one after another in the next couple of episodes. But We're super, super happy. I mean, you heard the feedback from Timo as well. It really came out to be a magnificent device. And I think we used to say that in one of our emails, it's a bunch of evolutionary steps that make this product a revolution. It's a lot of little details that just add up to this being a really, really cool experience and a very robust, rugged, no bullshit kind of product. So there's no frills, no bells, no whistles, but it just works really well, does its job reliably and consistently. And that's what we were looking for, and that's what we were aiming for. And yeah, I really think we succeeded with it, and I'm super, super happy with it.
That's great. The 4.0s will start shipping at the end of August, kind of getting those out to our pre-order customers and then kite shops all around the world. So you're going to start seeing those on beaches not too long. Also coming up is Woo Worlds. We haven't fully announced the details there, but we can tell you there will be a team competition, at least one. And just like last year, there will be team registration ahead of time. Leo, what's been your experience with the team registration and your strategy there?
I don't know. I mean, if I was a contender somewhere, I would start as soon as possible trying to assemble, you know, my crew, because I think it will be a very contested field. I think there'll be many teams forming and shaping up, and maybe some of them from last year stay in the same kind of composition. Maybe some are looking to strengthen their roster, their lineup. So I think it's never too early to start that process. And yeah, I can't wait. I mean, there's the big kind of big stage of Colin and the Shitmunks and Adrian's team. who's gonna score some big names there? There's Clickbait, you know, Team Elevate. So all these big names that we've seen from last year, the Avengers. Right, they're certainly looking to repeat last year and maybe even come in even stronger. So it'll be very, very interesting to see. And again, now if I was anywhere in a position to compete, I would start assemble my team. No, you know, it's registration isn't open yet, but never starts. That's what I learned in business as well, to start building relationships early and, you know, make a few phone calls and see who's there and see who's up for it, get a few commitments, and start building some momentum and some dynamics, because yeah, I think these team competitions will be very, very heavily contested.
Right. Yeah. Last year we saw teams that were, we saw a couple brand teams. So Elevate put together a team. We saw some regional teams like the Boston Boostas out of New England. We saw, you know, some kind of all-star crews from all over the world. There's really no wrong way to do it. You can kind of pick your friends locally, or you can team up with people that ride the same kite as you, or maybe form like a national power team, depending on who's in your WhatsApp group. So looking forward to that all coming together in the next couple of weeks. Look out for it.
Yeah, no, I can't wait to see. I mean, Mark Jacobs still has his Avengers profile picture on Woo. I checked his 26.1 meter session. Mm-hmm. He still has the Avenger profile picture. So I can't wait for that period. Even in sports, I'm always very interested in, you know, the preseason trade rumors, which player is going to sign with which team. So that's almost as exciting as the competition itself. So I can't wait for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's Jamie Overbeek going to tap this year? Who's he going to use to take down? Last year it was the Italian world champions that got him on the team competition. So excited to see how that works out in the next couple of weeks.
Right.
As always, check out the Woo Instagram. We're always sharing sessions from the community. And keep an eye out for more info on Woo Worlds coming up in the next few weeks. Leo, talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. And yeah, to everyone in Central Europe, I hope this weather pattern continues for a while. It's not good for beachgoers. It's great for kiteboarders. Actually, Dave Wietes Kite called it, Zandvoort is the new Tarifa, the drizzle version of it. So I think that's what we're up against in Central Europe right now.
It's just on every day.
You know, there's always stuff moving through. Yeah. So it's pretty much on every day. You know, it's cool. It's rainy. Mm-hmm. It's not a pleasant day to be at the beach if you're there to get a tan or spend some time with the family on the beach. But for kiteboarders, there's wind, and that's all we care about.
Yeah. Teach your family how to kite.
Exactly.
See you soon, Leo.
Thanks, everyone. Cheers, Arlen.